Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're talking now about healthcare, and in the healthcare debate, if you're following the play-by-play, the day-by-day, right now it is all about deciphering the numbers. How much will it cost the federal government? How much will it cost us? Will we have to pay more or less under the plan? And by the way, what plan? Joining us now is David Herzenhorn, congressional reporter for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. Probably greater than the people debating this bill. Start with the number. We're on numbers now, right? It's all about numbers at this particular moment in the process?
It's very much about numbers. The Congressional Budget Office on Friday said the House version of this bill is going to cost about $1.042 trillion over 10 years. And the really problematic number is $544 billion for members of Congress. That's the amount of money that would be raised in an income surtax on high earners. And folks are very uncomfortable with that. In fact, the Senate is not interested in it at all. And so what you have on the House side is a bunch of members of Congress wondering that if they're going to be forced to vote in favor of that and then not have it show up in the final bill, which could leave them needing political CPR at election time when opponents run ads, you know, saying you voted for
too much money, too much money.
Right.
So let me ask you this, David Herzenhorn from The New York Times. Are these real numbers, the trillion-dollar number, the 500-and-some-billion-dollar number, do they really know how much it's going to cost?
They don't. These are the best projections that you can get from the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan, independent scorekeeper for Congress. And they, you know, look at all the data and, you know, everything that's been proposed in any given piece of legislation. They keep track of the federal budget as it's ongoing, and they say, here's what we think based on everything we know and what our projections are for how the economy will operate. Here's what we think this is going to cost.
Right.
So while they're not, you know, guaranteed real numbers that this is the way it's going to be, this is the only way that the government can actually function and do its budgeting. So you sort of got to go with something.
In terms of the day-to-day, President Obama has invited a small group of House Democrats, the so-called blue dogs. These are fiscally conscious House Democrats. He's invited them to the White House today to try to win over their support. What does he need to say to them to win them over?
Or what do they need to say to him to win him over? It's, you know, this is a two-way street. I mean, the real challenge here, it seems, for Congress and for President Obama is they want to do something that's really, really hard and really, really expensive, and that is cover, you know, provide health insurance to all Americans and really improve the health system while also making things cheaper. Those things often seem contradictory. And one of the challenges here is that everybody likes the goal. Nobody wants to make the tough decisions needed to get there. And so the president keeps calling in group after group, the American Medical Association and doctors, the hospitals, the nurses, trying to work out a deal. Now, every one of these compromises serves to weaken the bill to some degree by pulling it in one direction or another. So at some point, folks have got to be told no. Now, for the taxpayers, they might not want the fiscally conservative blue dogs, the ones who want a balanced budget, to be the ones who the president finally gets tough with and says, no, you can't have what you're asking for.
So this is all going to at least start today at the White House. Just finally, one quick question. The president has said he'd like to see some movement on this bill before the August 7th recess. Is that a real deadline?
It's very tough. He wants it, but it's going to be very hard.
Okay. Thanks very much. David Herzenhorn, congressional reporter for The New York Times. That's Healthcare Today.